So we have got our first look at what Team New Zealand's America's Cup defence will look like. It's confirmed the 36th edition will be raced on what it calls high-performance monohull yachts. And apparently they'll be foiling monohulls. So is the return to monohulls a good move or not? Three-time America's Cup skipper and Hall of Fame member Bruno Trublet is with us. And Bruno, good morning to you. And what do you make of this move? Good, bad, what do you think?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm in Monaco, and I heard the news. I'm quite pleased because, I was willing that the America's Cup go back to monohulls. I think it's good for the event. I'm not surprised. There is nothing new because we all knew that Patrizio Bertelli, the challenger of record, was willing to go back to monohulls. And in fact, he had a deal with Team New Zealand for that. So it's nothing new. Now we need to know more about the event. We need to know where, when, if the teams will be able to fund the challenges. I heard there are two or three teams from Italy getting prepared. And I think monohulls is a good news for the future of the America's Cup.
And as compared to catamarans, the catamarans were really exciting to watch. How will these monohulls that actually foil, how will they look? Will it be spectacular?
There will be either foiling or with counting keel. We still don't know. They will be fast. They will be amazing. They will be impressive. Maybe they will sail at 20 knots instead of 40 knots. But on television, will not make much difference. Those boats will be very spectacular. And I'm pretty sure that if we invest the money, which was invested in the multi-hulls last year, in the monohulls, those boats will be very, very impressive.
Do you think that the monohulls will cost less and therefore encourage more syndicates into the regatta?
That's the key. The key is that we need, like in the past, we need five, six teams, strong teams, and we need also five or six teams which are here not to win, which will come to New Zealand not to win, but to be there. That's a total of 10, 12 teams. And I hope we'll reach that. I'm pretty sure that the monohulls will facilitate, will help the teams to come, and we'll do everything to keep the cost quite low to make the event accessible.
And with the going back to a monohull, does it give any team, any syndicate, an edge, do you think?
I'm pretty sure that Italians will be good. They are very good in monohulls. And, you know, after picking Bertelli and the Italians have change of record, the move to monohulls were pretty obvious. So I'm not very surprised with that. It's really, again, it's not big news. What we need to know now are details.
Thank you very much. That is Bruno Trublet, three-time America's Cup skipper, creator of the Louis Vuitton Cup and head of the America's Cup Press Organization 1983 to 2003 from Monaco.